Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Mark Holyoke, CEO of Castleview Hospital. We're going to talk about 2017 and what's in store in 2018. First off, Mark, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Well, hey, thank you, Jordan. Sure, excited to be here. So it's always good to be hanging out with you and talking about anything in the community.
That's typically what we do, right? The conversations we have off air are typically pretty entertaining as well. So, no, I appreciate the time, Mark. I know you're a busy guy. Let's dive right into it. 2017 was a huge year for Castleview Hospital.
You know, 2017 really was a great year. Some of the highlights that we were able to experience this year is we were able to build and open up our urgent care. And so that's something that we've been in the works for years to get that urgent care open up. And not only that, but we were able to expand the scope of that building to where we have a retail pharmacy with a drive-up window. And so those two things have been just a huge mile marker for Castleview Hospital. Do you know that retail pharmacy, that has been just an amazing thing. My wife was just telling me last night, she's like, that was so nice. I just called up 20 minutes later, they had my prescription. I drove up to the window. I didn't even have to get out of the car. I was able to get that filled and back home in no time at all. So hopefully those two things are a big benefit to the community. I've sure heard a lot of positive comments already.
Yeah, and you know, this kind of goes, you know, before 2017, but going back to the remodel with the hospital, are you guys happy with where things are right now? Did everything just come together maybe better than you could have expected?
Do you know, everything has really turned out well. We've had a strategic plan of things that we needed to accomplish and wanted to accomplish to be able to provide the healthcare needs to the community. And so, as you're well aware, a couple of years ago, we did a expansion, a huge remodel of the hospital, and then moved into the urgent care, retail pharmacy. These things are really coming into play, and yes, I look at what we have now, and it's probably better than what we had even envisioned.
It's been an incredible three or four years.
Absolutely.
It really has. A blessing to the community as well. Let's talk about new providers in 2017, because this was also a big topic.
Do you know, we've added providers and specialists over the last several years. And so 2017 was no different. We added David McComber, who's in neurology. He joined Dr. Buchanan's practice, and he has been very busy and very, very good. In fact, I was talking to a couple of his patients yesterday. They were just saying how wonderful he is. He takes the time, he listens, and he has helped them in their health tremendously. So that's in neurology, something that we really haven't had full-time neurology services until he was able to join us. Then the other thing, in November, we just added full-time cardiologist. So Dr. Marcus Baran joined us. That's another thing that we really didn't know if we'd have the population to support a full-time cardiologist. But he is a known entity throughout the state. Amazing. Not only amazing with quality, but amazing bedside service. So if you know anyone that is needing a cardiologist, he's the man. And I can promise that anyone that goes to see him will be very pleased.
This is a little bit different topic than talking about expansion as far as facilities go. I mean, this is something that you guys, I'm sure, put a big emphasis on every year, right? To expand the service and the providers.
Absolutely. We always look and see what service is needed in the community. And if it's a service that we can do and we can do it well, we're all over it. And so cardiology is one of those that, because we have the right provider, we can do this well. And so we're excited to go down that path.
Now, what's the process like for that, adding a provider? Is it pretty lengthy?
It really is. Yeah, this has been something that's been in the works for a couple of years.
Wow.
Really. So, and the reason why it's lengthy is I do a ton of homework myself to make sure we bring the right provider on. The last thing in the world that we want is to bring a wrong provider into a community and then have to push a restart button.
Mm-hmm. Sure. 2017 also brought you guys several of awards. I mean, and you and I have talked about these, and over the last 365 days, but it's something to really go back and talk about again, because it's truly amazing to see a hospital in our own backyard here in the Castle Country bring in the recognition that you guys received nationwide last year.
Do you know, and 2017 really was a big year for some of those things. We were listed as one of America's top 100 hospitals. And then shortly after we heard that in the spring, then we found out, wow, we're also listed as one of America's top 20 rural and community hospitals. So out of 2,700 hospitals throughout the entire country, we're in the top 20. And that has just been an amazing thing to celebrate with our staff, with our physicians, with all of our community partners, that quality award there. We received a couple quality awards from the State Department of Health as well in patient satisfaction and also in the quality outcomes of patients come to our facility and they receive quality care and because of that, their outcomes are improved. And so there's an award for that one as well. And then the Leapfrog Group is a third-party entity in the United States that goes and looks at quality at different hospitals across the country. And they grade everyone on really a report card, an A to an F. And we received an A grade. And they request information from us. We send them our data. They digest it, and then they give us a letter grade. So that was exciting as well to get an A grade.
Again, we're being joined right now by Mark Holyoke, CEO of Castleview Hospital. Let's move forward and talk about 2018. Some of the plans the hospital has now that we've, you know, flipped the calendar, put a new calendar up. It's 2018 now.
Yeah, and there's always things going on. And so one of the things that we're looking for in provider recruitment is looking for a full-time neurologist. Dr. Buchanan is able to be here part-time. He and David McComber are super, super busy. And so we really do need an additional neurologist to be here full time. And so that's something that's in the works. So hopefully we'll be able to say at the end of the year that, hey, we accomplished that one. We don't have a whole lot of construction needs right now. However, we're looking at opening up a new service of detox. So medical and substance abuse detox, as well as some behavioral health components. And so that is something that hopefully we'll be able to get the funding approved and get the architectural plans in place and be able to do that construction this year as well. We already have a wing of the hospital that's designated for it. And so I'm kind of excited to go down that path. As part of that process and preparedness for that, I believe the entire community knows our social worker, Danette Moynier. Danette has been with us for over 25 years, and she just moved into a new role that she's going to be doing 100% outpatient counseling. And that is all to be part of that behavioral health and detox unit that we plan.
Wow. What's the time frame on that? Do you guys have a time frame in mind?
We do. We're hoping that we'll have some approval on funding here in the next couple of months. And then the design phase will take us probably about 3 months to design. And then the construction phase is about a 9-month construction.
So going into 2019.
Into 2018 will probably be.
18,
really into 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll probably most likely open up the first part of 2019.
Before I let you go, I want to throw this out there once again. We recently did a live broadcast with you down there at the hospital. And Mark said, go try some food in the cafeteria. I have to throw this out there. You guys, this food is phenomenal in the cafeteria.
It's not what you think.
No.
Like, eat at the hospital? Wait a second. We've heard about hospital food for years.
Yeah.
But no, it really is. We've got a chef there, and we have several cooks that really take a concerted effort to make sure that what they put out is quality as well. So it's great.
It is. I know that's completely off topic. I had to throw that in there. I've actually talked to people in the community that go there for lunch.
Yeah, we even get them for lunch, and then also Thursday morning is breakfast burrito day, and so that's a real popular one. We'll get community members there on a regular basis.
It's neat.
So Jordan, just know anytime you're in the area, I'll buy you lunch.
Fantastic. I'm going to take you up on that one for sure. Anything else that we need to mention in 2018?
I think that's really it. The thing that I do want to add is really a big thank you to the community. We've talked about the construction that we've done. We've talked about bringing on providers. And we've talked about awards that we received. But we could not have done this without the support of the community. And so a big thank you to everyone that supports us here. And because of your support, we're able to support the providers that we bring on and continue to improve our quality and the outcomes that we provide.
Well, a big thank you to you as well, Mark, because Castleview Hospital has really done a great job of being recognized as a staple of the community. I mean, you guys have done a great job of that.
Well, we plan on being here forever. So thank you. Appreciate
Mark, that. It's always fun. I know we'll talk again real soon.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.